JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome to the program. Coming up, plastic bottle recycling project launched in Riverton Meadows. And later we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. You're tuned to Roundabout JA. Stay with us. The Ministry of Local Government and Community Development has officially launched a PET bottle recycling project in the community of Riverton Meadows in Western St. Andrew. The project is expected to provide employment for hundreds of Jamaicans. Housed at the Jamaica Recycling Cooperative plant in Riverton City along Spanish Town Road, the program has already seen the employment of 12 full-time workers and 50 part-time PET bottle suppliers. Under the program, PET bottles are collected, compacted, and exported overseas. PET bottles are widely used to store soft drinks, food products, alcoholic beverages, detergents, cosmetics, pharmaceutical products, and edible oils. Speaking at the official launch of the program, Local Government Minister Noel R. Scott said the project not only aims to provide employment and a stable income for many Jamaicans, but also to increase public awareness about the importance of recycling and protecting the natural environment. Mr. R. Scott is encouraging Jamaicans to pay more attention to their surroundings and work together to keep their communities free of litter.
We are looking at some more stringent measures in terms of the litter in the streets. We are going to have to increase the fines because many times people discard bottles and all these things willfully.
The project is being led by the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation in collaboration with Canadian company Turtle Island, the Small Business Association of Jamaica, Jamaica Business Development Corporation, Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Social Development Commission, and the Caribbean Local Economic Development Project.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please. Can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
May I beg you? Just let me rest up, little no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. Just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
It is the goal of Vision 2030 that in the next 15 years, Jamaica will have access to a modern and efficient energy sector that provides every citizen with affordable and reliable energy supplies in ways that do not harm the natural environment. Vision 2030 is the country's first national long-term development plan that's geared towards making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now, another glimpse of Jamaica.
One of the main things we're missing up now when me I grow up as a youth, I think you call it a gig. And we used to cut out one ball, we call it a wood conk, out of, make it out of tree road and bamboo road. We used to use guava or orange wood and sit down and sort of use a cutlass or your chisel and pare it down. The gig actually is shaped like a microphone. But the point where you put the, you call that now, the nail for it to play on, that part is like, it's like a funnel, it's very small. So you put it in and you wind up the card point and you flick it and it play. That you don't see again.
Sharing your glimpse of Jamaica is easy. Send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm with your name and contact number or give us a call at 926-359024. That's it for today's journey, Roundabout JA. For producer Casita Irving, I'm Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.